I mean, it's a scary thing, but I have faith, so I had to keep my faith, and I couldn't, like, I didn't do it alone. All glory and praise go to God, but my family, you know, those around me, my kids, and I just had to, you know, be tough and go through it and keep my faith, because, you know, without faith, then it's like I'm not believing, so I have to believe.
Welcome to the Clapback Couch. I'm your host, Alicia, and I'm joined here by the CLW fam. We got Sharice with us.
Hey.
And a guest that we are super excited to introduce you to in just a few. If you're new, welcome. If you're returning, we see you. Thank you for all of your love. We love you too, and hope you continue to follow and subscribe and give us all of your feedback on what you would like us to discuss. But like, for real, don't be silent. Join the convo and hit us up on Instagram or on our site. So, today, we have a special guest with us to join in on the couch conversation. Her name is Tamika Clark, and she is the creator of Tamika Motivates, a positive, motivational, godly brand that seeks to encourage you via Instagram and her website at www.tamikamotivates.net. Let's welcome Tamika, y'all.
Hey!
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Awesome.
I cannot wait.
Of course. I'm so excited. So let's start off with our check-ins. We need to know how y'all doing. How y'all doing? How you doing, Sharice?
I'm good. You know, the one thing that's been on my mind recently, Alicia?
What?
I got to lose this weight.
Oh, my goodness.
And since my family won't start a GoFundMe so I can go get Never mind.
I'm going to win.
All I want that. Is a mommy makeover, and they just won't that. Start. I'm just asking for them to start the page, but it's fine. It's fine. I'm focusing in this new year on getting my health together.
Okay.
Spiritually, physically, just every aspect of me. I just want to be the best I can be. So, but I'm blessed, highly favored. I can't complain. Alicia, how you doing?
I'm good. Before getting all of this together so that we can record today, I spent about 20 minutes trying to fold a fitted sheet. I'm not even going to lie to you. You know, the one that goes directly on the mattress.
Yeah, I don't mess with that.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen some takes on TikTok that tell you like, oh, you're supposed to like tuck the corners underneath mm-hmm. and then fold it and do this and that. And I tried to channel my inner TikToker, but it ended up in a ball and I just put it in a box. So yeah, that's that. That's how I've been spending my time. But you know, all glory to God that at least I have sheets for the bed. I'm not gonna be mad about it, but it was definitely frustrating, especially because you know I have OCD tendencies. Like if I want to do something, I want to do it like perfectly. Mm-hmm. And God was like, yeah, no, like you thought you was gonna fold that sheet. So but you know, if that's the worst of my problems, I'm chilling.
You
know
what I mean? Blessed to me.
I'm chilling, but I want to know how Tamika's doing. Mm-hmm. So let us know, girl, how have you been? And if you can you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and about Tamika Motivates?
It's every day I feel like it's a fight, you know, a spiritual battle. And I've just been praying and I've just been asking God for strength each and every day, because I know the more I motivate and encourage people to bring people closer to God, the more the enemy will attack me. So I've been fighting these days, and you know, I have two boys, so ages 8 and 2. So
shout out to the boys.
It's been a, you know, struggle every day, but by the grace of God, I'm getting by and I'm doing well. I'm in good health. I can't complain during this pandemic, and great things are, you know, happening. Like, so I'm believing for that for 2021, because you know, 2020 has been a lot of, you know, pushback. And the reason why I started the website was because for the youth and for anybody around the world, like a lot of people are discouraged, and the pandemic got a lot of people stuck in their ways or in their house or feel like they're lost.
Right.
So what I did was like, you know, I have to motivate people, especially the youth, because, you know, at my age, I'm 29, but I'm still like considered youth.
Right.
You know, I must be 30. But I just want everybody to feel like, either they take it or leave it. I want them to feel inspired. So I'm like, you know what? I want to come up with something to help people. Like, you know, God, give me the opportunity, give me the strength, or give me the words to write. And, you know, I be having some mixed ideas, so I just put them together, and I just started, like, putting them on a website every day I wanted to post. So every day in the morning, you'll read the post, and you'll get to see, like, okay, this is today's word, and I hope it encourages you. Take it with you. If not, you know, you still read it. And, yeah, I just want to just uplift people, because I know how it is. It can be hard in tough times, like the tough times we're in now. It can be very difficult, so... My best thing was to, I felt like it was on my heart to do it.
Yeah.
To continue to motivate people. And that's when I came up with the website.
Awesome. And I love the idea that you can wake up to positivity. I am guilty of getting on Instagram, right? First thing in the morning sometimes. Mm-hmm. But instead of doing that and maybe seeing something that'll make you jealous, make you feel like you aren't good enough, you're not doing enough, right? You need to get that body, dude, whatever. You know, waking up to her emails and seeing, like, you know, God loves you, like, keep going, keep persevering. Like, that's facts. That's what we need. That's so beautiful. I love it. So, yeah, I actually just want to jump right into today's session. I feel like a lot of what you've just said and ties into kind of the theme of today, which is kind of talking just about patience, like waiting on God, like talking about our testimonies, talking about, you know, being motivated, staying strong and persevering, and they all really go hand in hand. And I know you have a very interesting journey. I mean, you're 29, right? You have two children. That's a handful in itself.
Yes,
I'm 28 and I don't have children, but I feel like my sister's children are my children and I'm perpetually tired. So like I'm tired. She's tired, but I'm tired too. And I just want people to acknowledge that, like, the aunt life can be rough.
We raised them as a village. Mm-hmm. Right. So yes, everyone in the house plays an intricate role in raising my children.
Right. But we're not going to talk about that. Not right now. Not right now. I mean, if it come up, you know what I'm saying? But not right now. But yeah, so you needed for yourself to have that relationship with God. And like, I feel like you really know what you preach because you've been through, you know, many things. So talk to us about your journey.
Well, my journey started like back when I was diagnosed, I guess, with my thyroid cancer in 2019. I felt like it wasn't something to harm me, but it was something to make me stronger. Mm. So it was something for God to not, you know, to put bad on me, but to have me come out and tell others about him, like how good he is and how he can get you through anything. So I felt like I got the diagnosis for a reason, not to, you know, to harm me, but God, you know, he covered me in his blood and he took care of me.
Wow.
Thank God to this day. So I felt like that's the reason why I go hard and motivating people. And then before I had depression, but you know, I got over it. But I think the reason, real reason is the journey is from the thyroid cancer to share my story and to motivate others. And that's when the website came about. And that's when I try to do different things like YouTube videos. I'm gonna start doing that soon. But yeah, I feel like I'm here to inspire, encourage people, like the voice, like to speak to people. And I feel like I have that talent in me. Like I could just, you know, encourage people, like I said, whether they take it or leave it. But I feel like I could speak to people and I could uplift them. Like you never know who's going through what. It could be the happiest person looks the happiest. Mm. It could be going through the worst. So
talk about
you never know. Right. So because I know how it is. So I'm like, okay, I've been through it. So now it's time for me to share what I've been through and how you could try to get through it, because as many people in the world suffer in the silence and we just don't know, but you got to keep going, whether, you know, you feel like you want to give up, but you have to be patient with God because God loves us all. And he gives us things when, you know, at his time and not ours.
Right.
And, you know, I have my days and I'm like, all right, you know, God's been patient, been a couple of months and I'm still, you know, not seeing any progress, but I trust you, so I'm going to continue, you know, to trust him. And I know I'm pretty sure soon, whatever his time is, I will continue to inspire others. And, you know, I never know. I'll be on, like, stage or start speaking, being a motivation to speak. I just feel like that's what God has put in my heart to do. So I'm going to be obedient and do what he tells me to do.
So, Tamika, you mentioned that you had a diagnosis of thyroid cancer. Can you tell us more about that? I know, you know, I started off with the check-in about my weight, but glory be to God, I've never had anything like a diagnosis of cancer. So can you talk to us more about that, even as you're, you know, from your perspective as a woman going through it? You said you're a mother of two. I can't imagine. So can you just walk us a little bit, you know, more through that time in your life?
When I first got diagnosed, it was back in March of 2019. And I never thought anything of it. Like, okay, back in 2000, this is way back to 2016, a nurse did a exam on my body, like, and she felt a lump. I never thought anything of it, but she was so concerned. She called me and asked me, did I ever get it checked out by the doctor? And I waited so long. I don't know why I waited so long.
Right.
And that's when they started doing, you know, the test and run everything. And then they told me I had, like, thyroid cancer. It was, like, a rare type.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, like, it just hearing the word cancer, you just be like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
Like that, so you just think it. So, but I had to think my mind, change my mindset. Like, no, that's just the enemy playing my mind. You know, I have to pray. I went outside, you know, I started praying, and all of a sudden, the sun came out like shining, like God was there. Like, so I was like, okay, yes, I know God is going to be with me. So, the next step was to do a biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
I did the biopsy, and nothing came through. They couldn't get a sample for some odd reason. I'm like, okay, so the next step was going to be surgery. And I'm so nervous. Like, I never been through surgery in my life. Like, right. I'm like praying about it. Thank God I had a good support team and still do. Mm-hmm. Praying for me and just, you know, we just believing for a miracle and believing great things will happen. So when I got the surgery, I was so nervous. But, you know, the doctors made me feel comfortable, so that was good. I prayed before. I was like, God, yes. You know, guide those doctors and surgeons. Mm-hmm. But I know you're watching me. So it has been affecting my kids because I worry, because I don't want them to worry. But my youngest don't know. He's two, but my oldest knows.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, mommy, you know, are you okay? Then they see now I have a scar on my neck because it's left a scar. I went through two surgeries.
Wow.
So, the second surgery was the most recent in August 2020.
Oh, wow.
They took the whole thyroid out. So I have to take a pill for the rest of my life. But thank God I'm still here and alive and breathing for my children. Speaking to all the nurses and doctors, I was like, yeah, my children, I spoke about my children the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, God is good. So when they called me in a week, they said I was cancer free. So all glory goes to God.
Yes.
So I was thankful. So that was just like a scary diagnosis for our young. Doesn't matter what age you was, I guess. It's like for me, I was 20 at the time, I was 28, now 29. But yeah, scary thing. But I have faith, so I had to keep my faith, and I couldn't, like, I didn't do it alone. All glory and praise go to God, but my family, you know, those around me, my kids, and I just have to, you know, be tough and go through it and keep my faith, because, you know, without faith, then it's like I'm not believing, so I have to believe.
Absolutely.
And that's how I got through it.
And, you know, and I've had this conversation multiple times. I feel like our podcast crew has actually heard me talk about this, but this idea of like faith and even patience going together and understanding that even though you might pray for something. So I can imagine in your situation, you know, you're like, Lord, take this away, period. Like, let them know it was you, like no surgery, no nothing. But then, you know, the course of your life and what you had to go through, surgery was the option at that point. And that's what you had to do. And I mean, you got your healing, but that, you know, it wasn't the ideal way. The ideal way would have been you wake up the next morning, you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, I can't find it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like in situations like that, for me, I've struggled and I've asked this question so many times to even my mom and my sister. And it's like, okay, well, what do we do when we're standing on the word and we say, God, you said I have the power of life and death in my tongue, and I'm speaking death to this thing, but I don't see the death right away. Like, what's up? You know, I'm leaning on your word, and I don't want to have to lean on Western medicine knowing that you're Jehovah Rapha, but what's up? Right. And so I feel like patience also had a lot to do with how you were able to maintain your faith and like waiting on God and like just trusting in his plan. And so I want to kind of go in that direction to talk about patience, if you don't mind. And so let me know, like, it was patience key for you in your maintenance of faith? Was it key for you in this journey that you've had? Was it key for you even after, you know, now that you are cancer-free, thank God, like, is that still playing a role?
Yes, patience is the, you know, main key in life. I feel like it was patience with the time of testing as well. I felt like you said, if, you know, God, I'm dependent on you, not medicine and stuff like that. I felt like it was many a times too that I, like, my surgeries got delayed. I felt like that could have been God speaking, but I was so caught up in what's going on, like, so, you know, overwhelmed by it, that I didn't pay attention to the signs. So I felt like, you know, this could have been a different way too. Like, I wouldn't have had the whole thyroid taken out. I could have, you know, been healed already before the second surgery. Yeah, so patience, it takes a lot of patience, you know, keep telling you to trust God. It was very difficult for me to stay patient, especially, you know, months and after months. And you're just like waiting, like, you know, speaking, like you said, you're speaking life and death is the power of the tongue. So you're speaking it like, you know, I trust you, God, and I'm doing the right things, like what he needs me to do. And while I'm being patient, like, what else can I do to, you know, make different things come about? So you got to have patience. Like, I remember this is a God spoke to me. This is before, you know, my second surgery. This was about in July, I believe, like around my birthday. So okay. My patience was very thin. I don't know what had happened, but I had just been feeling like impatient a lot, and I didn't know what to do. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not seeing anything happening. So I remember praying all my knees, asked to God.
Yeah.
What is it? Like, what you need me? Speak to me, like, a sign, something, speak to people. And I remember I have this little devotional book. It's like a 365-day devotional book, and it gives you different scripture, gives you different things. So I remember having, I used to read it every day, and I remember God told me to turn to page 27, right? So I'm like, okay, 27, like, okay, let me just see what this means.
Right.
So the exact words that was in that book said, relax, my child, I'm in control. You waste a lot of time and energy trying to figure things out before its time has come. Meanwhile, I'm working to prepare the way for you. You're being a lookout for surprises that I only could orchestrate. So I'm like, wait, what? I was like, oh my gosh, like, God is speaking to me. Because I do, like, when I'm not patient, I try to do things on my own.
Right.
And when we do that, we fall into like a crumble, and it's like everything messes up because we're not patient and waiting for God to, you know, heal us, or waiting for God to tell us to make the next move.
Yep.
We tend to do things on our own because we're human.
Yes.
But we tend to try to go ahead of his plan and not have the patience. And this is why things fall apart.
Yep.
So when I read that, I was like, you're right, God. You know, I trust you. I don't know what's going on. I'm having this patience. And you said it to me directly. You told me to turn to the scripture, or and you told me you're in control, what you are. And to have patience and stop trying to figure things out because you're God and I'm not. So I had to have my patience. And that's when I started, like, being more patient around that time during the summer. Like, okay, God, I trust you. The patience is going to be worth it at the end. And just having patience overall in life, you have to have patience. I mean, sometimes we could just try to do so many things at once, and then things fall apart, and we wonder why. We're like, oh God, why this happened? But God didn't tell us to do that, or you told us to wait. So sometimes, you know, patience is really, really, really good for life, and it's the main key of life. So because you don't have patience and waiting on God, it's it's key.
Yeah. And I like to say, you know, it's almost like tortoise in the hare. Maybe the Lord actually, you know, put that in someone's spirit. It's actually a biblical concept. But, you know, we always want to sprint to get things done. And it's like, if you take it slow and steady, you'll save a lot more time.
That is true. We just had that conversation the other day with Mama D about that. Like, when you're younger, I think as we grow older, and as we experience more things, that childlike faith in God starts to, like, wean off, right?
Yes.
So I was telling the story how when I was younger, you know, I read all it really took was faith, you know, the size of a mustard seed. And I had that. So right. I didn't understand why, you know, if I asked God for my hair to grow all the way down to
here
my
she go back. Again with this story. This is the story.
I didn't understand why when I woke up the next day, you know, my foam rollers didn't just fall down and hair was just like cascading down my back. I had that kind of faith as a child.
Right.
And I use that story because God knew if he did do that for me, I'd been the most conceited hot mess.
Exactly.
That the world ever knew. Exactly. Right? I would have got my one wish and kept it moving, right? But I say that story to say, you know, it sounds like, you know, when we get older, our faith is tested in a way. And I think he just really earned, you know, he just wants us to have that childlike faith. And with that childlike faith also comes that patience, right?
Absolutely.
My mom always says, you know, one thing that she does admire about me is if something doesn't happen, I don't look at God and be like, oh my gosh, where were you? I don't right. blame him. Usually it's like, okay, but what did I do, mm-hmm. right? Or did I move right. left when you were telling me to go right? Was I expecting it to come in this way? And that was never the way that you were right. even going to bring it to me. Right. You know, I think we have to stop trying to put God in a box, absolutely. Right? When we're expecting mm-hmm. him to move in our lives. But you, just to go back, you spoke about, you know, your support system. And here with the Clapback Couch podcast, we talk a lot about family. We yeah. talk about the village. You know, we have Mama D. We have everyone together. Can you tell us more about the support system that you had during the struggle, during your time?
Sure. Well, of course, my mom, my aunt diagnosed before a long time ago, like 2011 wow. with breast cancer. So she's been my support. My significant others have been my support. Even my pastors have been my support. They came to visit me in the hospital. So,
awesome.
I thank God for the support team. My sisters. I have 4 sisters and 1 brother. I'm just grateful for everyone who has supported me during the time I was diagnosed. I have family from the church reach out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're praying for me. So, you know, thank God for all the support people yes. in my life. The only person we're missing is my dad. He passed in 2019.
Oh, so, wow. I'm so sorry.
So I'm just grateful for, you know, the people that were still, you know, that still supported me there. And, you know, my mom, she sees me as a strong person because she's, you know, very spiritual as well.
Yes.
My sisters and brothers are too, but me and my mom is like, you know, hand in hand with it. And she sees me as a strong soldier. So, you know, and
absolutely.
My aunt, so they see me like, you know, I know you could do this, and you know, God got you, and you know, you be having no prayer warriors around you. Yeah, God is everything, and he puts like people in our life for a reason, whether they're there for a season or what.
Yeah, right.
But he just be working like in mysterious ways, and it's so like great. I'm so grateful for those things. And
absolutely.
And I just have to like keep saying like my support system is my everything. Yeah, and I have to look at my children.
Yes.
You know, I want to see them grow up and be yes. a grandma too. So yeah, I have to let my children see that I'm strong. My niece, I love her so much.
I've seen pictures on Instagram.
Yes, that's my niece. Oh God.
That's awesome.
Like a 2 boys, so yeah.
Right.
The support system is great.
Wow, that's amazing. I frequently tell people the reason why we started this podcast as a family is to show that there's strength in your family, there's strength in your friends, there's strength in network and community. And I feel like we live in a society where it's championed when you do everything on your own and you carry everything on your own back. And we've kind of rejected overall this notion of like
yep.
being dependent and leaning on one another. Like that's what we're here for. Like, why are we all on this big earth just to be isolated and do you, right? Like
yeah.
it's important to have community. And right. I'm sure just by hearing how you speak and just hearing your heart and your intention that, you know, you return that favor as well to your family members. And you provide them with support as well. But this kind of leads me into my next question for you, which is still around this situation and this concept of network. And when you're going through, there are people who love you and support you, but sometimes they don't see eye to eye, right?
Yep.
So in our situation, right, we are believers. And there's sometimes, you know, family members or friends who maybe don't have the same level of faith. And so they have tendencies and streaks of pessimism that can try to kind of take you down. So I just was wondering if you did have those kind of players in your life, people who maybe didn't see on the same level of faith as you did, but still wanted your best interest? How did you navigate it if you did experience anything like that?
I didn't really have no family that, you know, try to say like, okay, their faith is not the same as mine. It's like everybody was just learning it together, basically, at this point. I guess they didn't want to feel like, they don't want to put too much on me for everybody to disagree. Like, okay, whatever you want to do, I'm here for you.
Yes.
And support for you.
I love that. And we frequently say that here too. Like, you got to meet people where they're at, what they want to do, and be supportive on that level. Right. Like, don't try to force your opinions and things on people. If maybe you have higher faith and they're not ready for it, work with them where they at. Love them where they're at. Yeah. You know, if it's the opposite, try to bring yourself up or do what you can for them in that moment. So, I love that. I love the fact that you didn't. You know, a lot of the times we feel like, oh, you gonna have a story to tell. But hey, we got enough tea in other areas of the world. We don't need that here.
During your wait, during your time where you had to exercise the gift of patience, what Bible scriptures? I did. I think
it's a whole gift.
I think patience is a gift.
I should have asked for that for Christmas.
No. We just talked about that the other day, because when you ask God for patience, he just don't sprinkle patience on you and you wake up one day patient.
Usually there is a
trial to go through where your patience has to be grown, where it has to be exercised, stretched out. So I knew from my mom's experience never to ask for
patience. Never mind.
I mean, I want it, but I ain't asked directly.
Yeah, never mind.
But during that time of waiting, what biblical scriptures, you know, did you use to help you? I feel like as Christians, we have to learn better to apply the word, right? It's scripture, and, you know, Medea makes fun of it by saying, you know, you got the prescription, but we need to apply our scripture, you know, his scriptures to our situations. So what scriptures did you use during your wait?
Well, one of my scriptures is my favorite one, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and I'll lean on your own understanding. So that was a patient thing for me. Like, okay, Tamika, do not lean on your understanding, because you don't know what God has in store for you. And you might be so impatient that you miss your opportunity and miss your blessing because you want to be going ahead of God and not being patient. So I would say that, Proverbs 3:5. And, you know, you have to, you know, I guess pick a scripture that you feel like you can meditate on, that you don't have to have a lot, but if you want to meditate on one or two to help you remember and, you know, say it all over. And it's like, this is God's word. This is God telling me to do. So his word is the truth. So I'm going to lean on the patience, and I'm going to lean on the scripture I choose. But those are some I chose, and I chose Philippians 4:6, you know. Don't be anxious about anything, but you pray about everything, you know.
So
I feel like that goes for a lot of people with little to no patience. Don't be anxious. pray about it, just keep going, because we, like you said, we're not gonna wake up with patience. God must sprinkle patience over us. We're not gonna wake up like that. Like, it's gonna take time. What if God waited for years? Like, hey, it's going to take time. You remember in the Bible, the lady who's leading for 12 years, like, if she finally got here, it takes time. So it's not like we could just, okay, wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord, for this patience you gave me today. I mean, you can speak it over your life.
But somebody going to test you right after.
Right. Yep. Somebody is going to test. There's always going to be somebody out there to test you. So you got to have patience in this world, especially in America. You got to have patience. This pandemic, we got to have patience. And I would say Romans 12:12 as well. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be consistent in prayer. It's all about prayer. And just being consistent. Like, you know, not one day I pray, all right, this. And then I'll pray for something else. But I still haven't worked on the thing I prayed for before.
Yeah, that's so a big one.
All about, it's all about patience. And when you're in a trial and tribulation, God is with you. However, we have to be patient during that trial and tribulation. Like, God will never give us anything we can't handle. So by being patient and showing him that you're patient, you know, breakthrough's coming, your blessing is coming, but you have to have that patience and trust God within the storm or the midst of the storm. Right. So continue to, you know, trust him. And the last one I would say is like Galatians 6:9.
All right.
You know how people like it says, like, do not let us grow weary of doing good. You know, yes. So like sometimes you feel like you're doing so good. Like, God, where's my blessing? I'm just doing everything. I'm so good. I don't see anything happening. Right. But, you know.
Like, God, you saw me just now? Working. You saw that good right. thing I did just now? You saw that, God.
Yeah, you see that. I know you see that. But, you know, don't give up. And in due time, you know, you'll reap what you sow. So just continue to have patience. Patience is the key of life because a lot of people don't have it. I know my significant other struggles with it sometimes, but he's working on it. But he, I'm starting to pray. Like, we pray together at night, and I tell him, you know, have patience. Yeah, then I do, like, a family call prayer and, you know, just have patience because I know a lot, like, my family, my sister, she as well, she's like, I don't know, like, I'm impatient. I don't know what's going on. But, like, you know, you have to trust God. That's what faith, that's just, like, going back to faith levels, like, I meet them halfway, like where they at. Like, yes. I don't want to just tell you this because I don't know how to prophesize over your life. I'm not a prophet or a speak person, so I don't know. I can't be like, okay, this is going to happen. But you right. know, you have your own way of talking to God, your relationship with God. So just have patience and knowing that He will reveal to you in due time what He needs you to do or what He wants you to do.
For sure. And I have a question kind of going off of that. So I feel like for me, and I've been guilty of this sometimes. I say it's patience, but it's really become me not expecting anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Or me becoming lethargic and not really wanting to deal with it anymore. How do you distinguish patience from being lazy or giving up? I think they can look similar on the outside, but what's the difference there?
The difference of patience and being, you know, being lazy and stuff, I feel like patience is something you have to work on. Like, you can't just, like I said, it won't happen overnight. It's something you have to continue to do, consistent, and go out, do something, get, like, make a change. You know, a lot of people are comfort where they at, and I know, like, a lot of people give up because they don't see it, and they're expecting it, and they stop expecting after a while. So, you know, instead of doing that or becoming lazy, like, okay, I don't see nothing happen. I don't see my expectation. I don't see nothing going on, so I'm going to just stop what I'm doing. I'm going to do what I want, and that's where you miss the blessing. In that particular moment, you could give up right there and then you just miss your blessing. But absolutely. I would say, you know, find passion on what you love to do.
Yeah.
And continue to do it because you never know who's watching. You never know who God's in your life, resources and stuff like that. And, you know, don't lose yourself. Like, continue to do work hard and, you know, not overwork yourself, but work hard and, keep going because we all fail in life. We're going to fail, but that's going to be a time and test too, right? Let me see. You failed it. Are you going to continue to do it or are you going to stop? Like, that's the time to keep going stronger and harder. Like, okay, I'm going hard now because I fail at this, but that doesn't define me. And then, you know, of course, the enemy and the other people's opinions will get into certain people's heads and they'll want to stop what they're doing. And they feel like, okay, that's not for me, but you never know what's for you until you try
and
you work hard and, you know, push. Don't let, like I said, don't let people lie to you. Don't let the enemy lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Fight for what you know in your heart and don't become lazy. Don't just sit around because sitting around not going to get you nowhere. So
right.
You have to work hard for it. Faith without works is dead. So continue to work hard and find your passion, find what you love. Writing books, whatever you like, singing, whatever you want, you never know. Like, whatever you listen, it's God's will, you know, do it and don't become lazy about it. Like, oh, I'm gonna give up because I don't see it happening.
Right.
It just will take time, but hey, you're gonna get there. You're gonna get there.
Right. And it sounds like it's just more than words, right? Like, that's a big differentiator and kind of sums up a lot of the points that you're making. Like, emphasis on work. Like, you got to put in work.
Patience, like, is still being active.
Yes, you're still active versus just sitting there like, I'm believing God for a bike, but I ain't got no job. You know, I ain't trying to make no bag on the side. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at bikes online. I'm just sitting here thinking that it's going to be under the Christmas tree in the middle of July. Mm-hmm. Like, baby girl, there's not even a tree up. Like,
I was about to say, why is the tree up?
I don't know. The tree ain't supposed to be up. Mm-hmm. But that's what it really sounds like. And that's the difference. And I hope, you know, that is encouraging to you listeners, like, put in that work. Like, nothing is easy. Nothing comes for free. We have work to do. We got to meet God somewhere too. We got to put our foot forward in faith to say, God, I trust you so much that I'm taking this step. I'm going to pull out this paper to start the book or I'm going to go to the bank and try to get this loan because I trust you. Right. And that's word. Sila. You know, I think that's how my mama say it. Sila. But Tamika, I think we've had a great session today. Like, thank you so much for sharing something that is so very intimate and personal. Your health journey, and praise God for your great report, the truth of the report, and that you're already able to let this be a testimony. I think also it's a good moment to say, just because you're young doesn't make you invincible.
It does not.
I had to preach that to myself. I said, Tamika, girl, we about the same age, and I'm feeling the aches and creaks in my body. And I'm like, wait a darn minute. Wait a darn minute. God, I thought I was invincible. But we're not at any age. And I think this pandemic has shown that.
Yes, it has.
Just, the mass shootings that we've had, keep us, you know, has shown that. And it's, we need patience. Like, Tamika is a living testimony of how you can have patience and wait on God and trust on God and like change your perspective. But, you know, before we go today, before we end today's session, we wanted to leave you all with some relevant scripture to reflect on.
So today's scripture comes from Isaiah 40 and 31. It states, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint."
Amen. So again, the scripture is Isaiah 40, verse 31. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are so thankful that you have given us this opportunity to come together. Lord, we thank you for Tamika's life. We thank you for Tamika Motivates. Yes, we thank you for the gift of speech. We thank you for the gift of motivation that you have placed upon her life. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for the Clapback Couch podcast and that we're able to do similar work. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, for patience. We ask you to give us a spirit, Father God, of patience, Lord. Give us sound minds, Lord God. Calm our anxieties, Lord God. Remind us to reside in you. Remind us to lean in on you, Lord God, for you are our joy, our hope, and our strength. And with you, we can make it through all things. So once again, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We trust you for our very lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So visit our website at www.clapbackcouch.com for updates, blogs, and more. And follow us on Instagram at Clapback Couch Podcast and our Twitter at Clapback Couch.
And don't forget to check out Tamika Motivates.
Go check it out.
Check it out. Tamika, what's your Instagram so that everybody can find you?
Okay, my Instagram is _ Tamika. That's TAMIKA, but it's AA_.
Thank you so much again for joining us, Tamika. And of course, y'all, shout out to Colonize Music for our podcast song. Until next time, y'all. Bye, everyone.
Bye.